It's funny that you contacted me about this because lately I've been thinking about the radio a lot. It's like one of those things, you know, when you start thinking, and I just kind of received this message from you guys. The Bluetooth of my car broke. It kind of forced me to start listening to radio again, which is kind of sad to admit that, right? But there's this radio that I found here. I'm in Hawaii. It's a university radio, and I've been loving it. And it kind of brought a lot of memories back from doing the youth empowerment program with Katie and Kay. So it's, and then you messaged me, I was like, oh, that's crazy.
This year, the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program celebrated its 20th anniversary special. For 3 hours, we looked back on those 20 years and asked alumni and friends of ASYEP to remember why it's such a life-changing program. Even with 3 hours of airtime, we weren't able to include everyone's testimonials. So tune in for the next segment where we highlight some of the most powerful statements of support and inspiration.
How I first kind of got into it is I did the kind of was off and on with the radio program with like Cody, and then there was another gal that I worked there with. So, and then they kind of introduced me to the ASYEP program, saying that this is like a thing that youth do, and that you can do this if you really wanted to like pursue this kind of thing.
This is Rachel Eagleton, a recent graduate of the program whose openness with me within the first few minutes of our interaction just blew me away. We'll start with her voice and then sample a few of the interviews from ASYEP alumni and students over the years.
What interests you about radio at the time?
At the time? Like the music, I guess.
What kind of music did you like to play or listen to?
Beth was really hesitant because I would always like, it was always like reggae or like, kind of like soundtrack kind of things. And then it wasn't until like me just kind of getting my feel for everything that I kind of like branched out, went into like country or like rockish kind of feel, folkers, things like that, techno.
Do you feel like you learned about music while you were at the station?
I do. I have a new appreciation for like the new genres about it. Before then, I didn't even think I liked techno until I started listening to it there.
What parts of the program really pushed you the most?
I don't know how to pick one specific program. It's like all of it combined, I guess. Because I used to be like one of the shyest people that you would know. I never spoke up, never did anything kind of like that. And then once I started there, my confidence kind of grew a lot as like a person, that I do have a voice and that I kind of do matter in my community, because that's kind of what I wanted to be, is, I guess. I just wanted to have like a voice because I think that people my age or younger feel like they don't necessarily have one because all the adults are making all these big decisions that like, what are you doing? Like, how is this going to affect me kind of stuff? I don't know. For my first 2 years, because I had a drastic change going into my junior year, like it helps boost your confidence knowing that the only reason why people are going to listen to you on the radio is that they don't care about like what you look like or whatever, piercings, tattoos, hair color. It doesn't matter. They just care about the things that you're saying and the music that you play. So just having kind of like that veil, I guess. So you're being seen without actually being seen.
Yeah, it almost strips away any sort of judgment that people can place on you based on your appearance.
Yep.
Yeah.
So not having that judgment definitely is a really big piece. I can say for a fact that having that there for me was definitely a really big thing. So I had a hearing aid for up till my junior year of high school. So, and I got judged a lot. So just having people not really knowing who I am, not really seeing me, not really seeing the disability that I had, people just listening to like my words and my music kind of just kind of helped.
Is that the transformation you're talking about going through in your junior year?
Yep. That was kind of like the only thing I ever knew. I guess in hindsight, it was good because I got the 2 years with the radio program with a hearing aid and then without one. So I could see the two different sides that it had to play. It wasn't last year, but it was 2 years ago on my birthday that I did a show with Beth and Fitz, and they just kind of like made it kind of like really fun for me, and I got to play all these like happy birthday songs and stuff. They were all just like, yeah, go do whatever, like it's your birthday kind of thing. It was just kind of fun. The whole experience was like always fun and enjoyable.
Why is music important in your life?
Yeah. Just because, like, I don't know. It's partially kind of like a coping mechanism for me. But it also, since I couldn't really hear, like, all the sounds to it, I'm actually kind of more starting to understand it also.
Huh. Okay. Can you speak to that a little bit more?
How do I want to say this? Like, I couldn't really hear the subtleties in people's voices, or like when the tempo would go down or things like that. Like, I've always loved music. I was in band. I was a band geek. Like, I just couldn't really hear like what people were talking about. I could vaguely hear it, but not at like, wow, that this music world is so awesome and great, until now, and when I got into the radio program, I didn't really understand it.
If there are any students out there who are considering being a part of the Andy Zanka program, do you have anything to say?
Do it. This is probably one of the best programs you'll find. If I ever decide to like branch out, I'm definitely would love to do something like radio out in the world kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm 27 and just getting into the radio world myself, but it's really exciting and really fun.
It's a great world to be in.
The next voice we'd like to highlight is Megan Weber, who is Andy Zanka's niece. She's been a part of KD&K and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program since she was in elementary school.
Why did you personally want to join the program?
Probably most likely because I really liked music. I wanted to be, you know, a singer or a musician or something. And I wanted to do something that involved music. And ASYEP is this program that lets kids get on the radio, which I thought was obviously really cool. And it was just fun to be in the studio with one or two of my friends playing music, whatever music we wanted. We could say almost whatever we wanted. So ASYEP is really cool that it gives you that freedom. It was something that I only did with a couple of my friends. It wasn't something that like everybody was doing, so it felt kind of unique, kind of different. I didn't think about it so much when I was in middle school and high school, but once I got into college and figured out that journalism was what I wanted to do, having that background, ASYEP really, or the ASYEP background and my work with KD&K really helped me get to where I am now, I think, just because I had that background, that knowledge, and those memories of like, okay, I'm comfortable in a on-air studio, I'm comfortable in a radio station, I know what to do from here. And then they helped me with a lot of my audio production skills as well. So once I moved on to my other radio internships, it was a lot easier for me to know where to go and what to do in the studio and behind the scenes. So
looking back, what do you feel like you've gotten the most from your ASYEP experience?
I love knowing that my family has this legacy in the community, and that there are all these kids who need an outlet, who want to put their voice out there and want a way to feel accepted in the community, and that my uncle and my mom gave that to them. And they don't even know they know his name, but they don't know anything about him. They don't know anything about my mom. But it's just really cool. I think Andy would be really proud because that was his happy place. From what I know about him, he was happiest when he was on the radio. And I know that there are kids that who work with ASYEP who being in the studio is their happy place too. And I just think it would make Andy really happy to know that he made it possible for other kids to get on the radio. Yeah. So I just like knowing that, just, you know, that will always be there. I definitely had a place to go where I felt like I could play whatever music I wanted and say whatever I wanted, and be with my friends away from whatever drama there was at school. Because like I said before, most kids I went to school with didn't really care about being on the radio. They wanted to play sports, or they wanted to be in plays or something other than what I was doing. So it felt cool just to have this place where I could bring my closest friends and just be ourselves when we were teenagers.
My name is Judith Gonzalez, and I first became part of the program when I was a freshman in high school. I did an internship, I think it was my freshman year, and then I, through the Buddy program, I done like a few other interviews to promote the Buddy program. I first started to join because it was my freshman year, and my only friend at that point had decided to move away. And so I was just looking for different opportunities to like stay busy and reach out to other people. And then I'd always been interested in the radio because I, for a while I had been watching videos on YouTube of my favorite artists talking on podcasts. And that whole environment of everyone just laughing and telling stories, it was something that really fascinated me. And I wanted to be a part of that. And then Katie and Kay went to my school for a school fair. And I immediately ran to that booth. I reached out to Beth, and then she let me know that there was an internship that I could apply for. And so I did, and I got in.
So what parts of being in the program have challenged you the most?
I think the speaking part. I think talking on the radio, it was something that really excited me, but at the same time, really scared me because I'm a really shy person at times, and I have one of those softer tones of voice. And so I wanted to make sure that I could really come across, you know, the way that I wanted to come across and be heard. And then I'm also a really fast talker. especially in Spanish. And during that internship, I was in charge of talking and saying the announcements in Spanish. And so that was really challenging and just not like to not get ahead of myself. But I got through it.
Yeah. What do you think you gained from those experiences and those challenges?
I think I'm more comfortable in my voice. I think when I talk now, I feel like I'm more comfortable, you know, and I feel like I was really shy and I, you know, did not want to talk at all. And I feel like now I talk way too much, but it's a good thing. I'm more comfortable speaking my mind.
When has that become really useful for you? I mean, outside of the radio station, using your voice more often?
Definitely at home. With my siblings, with my sister. I've also, when I've needed to have other interviews for other opportunities like traveling opportunities or programs that I've wanted to apply for, and I've had interviews for them, I feel like having had that practice on the radio really, really proved helpful for those interviews.
What has been your favorite part of the program?
Like I mentioned, I think the environment. I think when I did it, I was the only girl, at least the only girl my age. But it was really nice. Like, it was really fun hanging out with the boys and getting to bond with everyone there, you know, sharing, talking about music and getting to speak on the radio. I think it was really, really empowering. I think I feel like I made some good connections that I still have today.
And you're getting started with your senior year. What kinds of things are you involved in this year?
This year, I'm part of a new club at school. It's called the Student Activist Society. The club is basically a way for students to make their voice heard about issues that they're passionate about. And so right now we're really concentrated on the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think that's a really prominent issue, especially right now. So, I think that's why I wanted to join, I think, because I wanted to make sure that I did my part to help these issues and bring awareness to them. I heard that we would get to talk on podcasts, and that also excited me.
Is it a space so far where you feel like you're able to practice using your voice?
Yeah, I think so. That's yeah, cool. We all get to pitch in ideas on how we can bring awareness to the cause. So,
yeah. Would you still consider yourself a shy person?
Definitely.
Oh, really? I don't know. I mean, talking to you now, it just doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would say I'm a mix of an introvert and an extrovert. I feel like I'm a shy person who's comfortable using her voice, if that's a thing.
So when it comes to music at the station, what kind of music did you like to play?
I think the cool thing about getting to do the internship was that you guys have like a wide variety of music. Like I got lost, but I was so excited to look through everything. And so I found myself looking at actually picking up a lot of different pieces that I hadn't heard before and just like listening to some new music that I actually enjoyed.
What kind of role do you feel like music plays in your life?
I think music has always been a big part of my life. I feel like it wouldn't be my life without music. I feel like music is just where I go to if I need comfort or if I'm lost. Like I'll listen to a song and then I'll just feel instant relief or reassurance. And so, yeah. It's just music is such a big part of everyone's life, I feel like. I cannot imagine a world without it.
If there's any students who are listening to this broadcast and who are interested in becoming part of the Andy Zanka program, what would you tell them?
I would say it's just a really great outlet and a great way to get your voice across, for you to get your voice heard. And I think if you think you're shy like I am, it's especially a great way to, you know, get that practice and get, you know, used to speaking your mind and getting used to using your voice and speaking up.
If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Today, we are replaying some of the highlights from our 20th anniversary special last month, where we interviewed alumni and supporters of the program who have seen it grow over the past 20 years. The next two alumni that you'll hear from are Tony Mendez and Katie Curry, who were in the program during its founding years.
So my name is Tony Mendez. I was involved with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I think it was in 2007 and 2008. I know I was in high school. It was a while ago. And I was signing up for classes for the next semester, saw that there was a radio DJing class being offered, and I thought that it was a good opportunity. It sounded like fun.
How did you develop the voice that you have today to be able to be a lawyer?
Really, I think it's because of programs like the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program that I felt so strongly about vocalizing my opinion, my beliefs, and other people's beliefs, you know, and being that amplifier. I did learn from the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program that having a voice, and it matters, and it's important to be able to stand up for what one believes in. The program itself, you know, it did teach me analytical skills, how to create news segments, how to use the programs behind a radio station, and how timing of everything. I thought that the program itself was and still is a very powerful program, teaching high school students, showing them that their voice matters, that they do have a voice, that they have the ability to go onto a radio and talk about what they believe in and to create stories. I think that that's what I really enjoyed most about the program itself. Besides being on the radio, I did enjoy being on the radio, but it taught me the skills necessary to understand what was going on behind the fully created radio segments. Like today, I'll listen to Colorado Public Radio or CPR or KDNK all the time. And you understand the process people might have gone through to make the station run seamlessly. And it's a lot of work, but it's also really, I think, enjoyable work. Because especially with local radio like KDNK is, you can take just about anything and give it a voice and amplify it. So for me, at least, it's less about me, right? It's getting rid of that id or that ego, and it's more about how you can amplify other people's voices. And I felt like the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program really amplified that just by being a program there for the community. And it's all about the local aspect of it, which I think is very important, especially here on the Western Slope.
Were you mostly playing music? Were you talking with your friends? What did your time in the studio look like?
I spent a lot of time playing music, to be honest with you, just because of the way that KDNK's building is set up and you have all of the shelving full of music. And I've always been into music, both the creating of music, you can see my guitar right back there, and the listening and the enjoying of music. You know, with all the shelves full of music, I was always in there in the station looking for new things to play on the radio. Sometimes it was really random, and sometimes I had a theme behind it and would play like a certain genre for a day. There were times I think that we did have people we invited to interview them. And in those situations, I would try to create an outline just to have an overall theme of the direction that I wanted the conversation to go. But then when we were live on the radio station, we let it flow a little more organically. Like, we knew the direction we were going, but we took our time getting there. The program itself brought students from different high schools to one location. So we got to meet people and build those friendships. And then we got to work with each other. It's a local radio station, you know, it's locally run, it's locally funded. We would go out with our recorders and interview people on the street in Carbondale, you know, and that really made the collaboration enjoyable. It didn't feel like work. It was just fun using our creativity to create something that then people could listen to.
What was your favorite part of the program? The biggest takeaway that you remember?
I had a little bit of time to think about that response. And really what I wanted to say is that radio is amazing. And locally run radio is even better. Just the ability to be able to, in a sense, pivot. Being locally run and being focused on the local issues really gives local stations the ability to innovate. Even though it may seem like it doesn't innovate that much, like, radio is radio. I've been listening to KDNK since the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Like, I moved to Vermont and I have an Alexa device, and I would ask Alexa to play KDNK all the way in Vermont. And I think I might have called in one time all the way from Vermont. You know, I still listen to it here living in Edwards through the Alexa device. And it's just nice feeling connected still to the community, knowing that I might not physically be there. And I think that that's a special thing that happens when you can develop that sense of community and know that people are listening and they do care.
I started, it wasn't even as yet when I started. Anne Marie taught us, and it was just the KDNK Youth Radio program at that point.
When reflecting on your whole experience, what do you feel like you gained as an individual the most?
I think more confidence in public speaking, 100%. I remember being really, really shy as an eighth grader in my freshman and sophomore years of high school. Being outgoing and talking in front of people or to adults was something that was really intimidating to me. Also, just being able to speak without all the ums and the likes and paying attention to not saying like every two words, which is really common for an eighth grader. It taught me to be conscientious of the way that I spoke to people, but also allowed me to gain confidence in speaking to people. Maybe there's something about being on the radio where you're speaking to a lot of people, but you don't have to actually see them. When you're on the radio, you can speak to a lot of people without it being as scary and really get confidence in your communication skills.
Do you remember the first interview you did?
I remember being really scared to make that phone call just because, I don't know, I didn't want her to think that I was judging her for having AIDS, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But just gaining the confidence to call her and invite her down to the station and plan everything, it was scary for me. But it's also something that I've had to do a lot of times in my life as a teacher. I feel like I'm a public speaker for my profession. Speaking to people, speaking to groups of people, talking to parents who I don't know, cold calling them like, hello, is this Mrs. Smith? Yeah, well, I'm your kid's teacher and we need to have a conversation, you know? Yeah. It's something that I do all the time, but my first experience with that actually came from Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I think it was a lot of things, but the deepest down one was just knowing that I wasn't living up to my potential. The quality of your decision-making directly correlates with your quality of life. And when you start to make a bunch of poor decisions, your quality of life starts to drop. And sometimes it's so slow that you don't notice it until you realize that you don't love who you are because of the decisions that you're making, especially when you know that you're capable of so much more. And I think I didn't understand why I was so unhappy in California or what was wrong until I stepped back. And I had this idea in my head that if I moved back to Colorado, I was a failure and I failed at creating this life for myself in California. But I think the reality was that I didn't like the life that I had created for myself. It was like the universe started with a little poke and was like, maybe you should go back to Colorado. You're not really doing anything with your life. It's another one of those times where the darkest moment where it seems like everything that could go wrong is going wrong and you're in your deepest, darkest moment. It's actually happening for a reason so that you end up someplace better. And for me, that was back in Glenwood teaching, because that's what I was supposed to do. It's what I've always wanted to do, is work with kids, help. That's all I need out of my life. And when I'm not doing it, I am not happy.
Why radio? Why was that an interesting medium for you?
My best friend did it. So, I mean, we all know eighth graders, that's a huge motivating thing when your best friend's into something and you are. Plus, it just made me feel cool. I was not cool. I was not cool at all in eighth grade. And it made me feel cool. It gave me some sort of self-confidence. I was proud to be on the radio. It was something that I could tell my friends, you know, oh, well, I have my own radio show.
You've been listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm Hallie Zander. If you'd like to hear more from alumni, students, and supporters of the program, you can visit kdnk.org and search the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.